Hi, my name is Sierra Vogel, and my introduction to learning different languages besides English started when I was in daycare. My mom actually ran a daycare from our house, and a lot of the other daycare kids that she watched actually were children of teachers, so I had an early advantage to seeing different things and getting to learn different languages. Besides English, when I was that age, I learned Spanish. Only a little bit, because I was only like 4, and I was still learning English also. I learned how to count from 1 to 10 in Spanish, and also some of the basic colors like red and pink and green. After that, it wouldn't be again until 5th grade that I would learn another language, and that was a self-taught one, and it was German. I decided I wanted to learn more about my dad's side of our history, and he didn't talk about his family very much, but I knew that my his grandfather actually came from Germany, and his dad, my grandpa, was full-blooded German, and our last name Vogel actually means bird. He never really talked about that side, and I've always been curious, so I decided that I needed to learn more about it. So I got books from the library, and I taught myself that language, and I had studied and practiced for months and months. Sadly, that did not last because of the lack of exposure I had with that language. And it wouldn't be again until high school that I would learn another foreign language. I actually took French instead of taking Spanish again, which wasn't necessarily the smartest move. But it was really interesting to learn their different language and the different structures that go with it. I ended up taking it for 4 years from French 1 all the way to AP French. And I remember doing lots of different homework assignments and struggling because I didn't know the language as well as I should have, and I couldn't ask any friends or family for help because no one else knew the language. That experience definitely taught me gave me perspective and understanding that I'll definitely use for my future students, because I know that learning another language is hard, and when you have completely different structures and guidelines, that's even more difficult, especially when you don't have people you can turn to ask because they're not learning the language themselves. My experience definitely gave me an insight to life of a daily life of English language learners, and I will use that to help me in my classroom and make my students feel encouraged and welcome.